Okay, so we left off yesterday with the machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban as to what to do with Agamara. So Agamara quotes Rav Gidl. We have no reason to believe that anybody argues with Rav Gidl until the Balamor comes along and says, yeah, everybody argues with Rav Gidl. We argue with Rav Gidl. The Rav Gidl's whole din of that Mekadesh B'Shei Shals, Zain Mekadeshes, was only true if you accept Rav Yehuda's basic premise that chametz is also min haTorah b'achil lebano in the afternoon, and then midrabanan they upped it up a little bit an hour before as well. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who the Balamor Paskins like, that there is no issur min haTorah neither b'achil nor bano, so then there's nothing to discuss. Rabbi Gidl cannot possibly be right, and the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban said that no, that there is an issur achila min haTorah even according to Rabbi Shimon. What's the mokor? Tashbisu. What does that mean? Tashbisu, the mokor. It's not really the mokor. It's the magala. It's the proof positive. It's the raya that there must be an iser of achila. Because the chadavar she told nashbasa umuta be achila. But that doesn't solve the whole Rav Gidl story. That doesn't teach Rav Gidl lagamri because I'm still lacking the iser hanah. So the Ramban had to throw in the iser hanah for good luck. So inochinami then that midaraisa Rav Gidl still has to fall back even in the afternoon, we have to fall back on the fact that midrabanan they threw in an isra hanot to boot. But at least the ikaro that there's an isra achila deraisa that the Ramban does stick to, and that of course in that way he argues with the Balamor. But they say now what the Ramban said that the source for the isra hanot is tashbisu, not being the sibas adavar but the siman adavar. So the Ramban takes issue with Shitas HaTosfos. And this Tosfos we've quoted already before, the Tosfos on Kapches of the days. Okay, I have a Gemara here, not a Gemara Pesach. Yeah, very good. Okay, give me 1 second. All right. My Gemara is here. Okay, we'll have to use the small gemaras until I get the big ones out. So Tazar Kabchas of the days disagrees both with the Balamor as well as the Ramban. So Tais has his famous comment on the topic of Chas of the days. Tais writes, the first Tais is near the Rabbi Shimon, he dein over the Balav, the Chams of the Ismanim, Modu di Osa Bechimet Sheshos Lamala. Says Tais, Bidas Rabbi Shimon, that of course, there's an Issa D'Araisa to eat chametz in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, even according to the view of Rabbi Shimon. So Tosfos proves it, and then Tosfos says, what's the Bira Dovas? Tosfos skips down a few lines. The Nira D'Nafkele Mitashbisu Miachilek. The Mashba Tashbisu Shlo Kedar Chano D'Hainu Achila. So says Tosfos that the very word Achila itself isn't the proof that there's an Issa Achila. It's the Mokor. It's the source for the Isra Achila. It's goof of the Mokor that there's an Isra Achila. Because the word Tashbisu has a certain connotation to it. The word Tashbisu means destruction. Eating is not called destroying. Eating is eating. When I sit down to eat lunch, I have my slice of pizza today. So I'm going to say, I'm destroying the pizza. I'm eating the pizza. I'm enjoying this. Geshmak, I'm enjoying the pizza. That's not called the Hashbasa. So the mitzvah Lahashbis means Lahashbis with the implication not to be Oichel. So says Tosfos, if you go ahead and go into Rabbi Shimon and you eat chametz and they're pacing in the afternoon, you're in flagrant violation of an issur d'oraisa, ein lecha bittul for tashbisu galdem izeh. So that's not the same as the Ramban. It's similar to the Ramban in that both Tosfos and the Ramban are pointing to the same pasuk, but it's radically different in the sense of that according to the Ramban, tashbisu is the proof that there's an issur. According to Tosfos, tashbisu is the mocha that there's an issur. My nafkamina. So the Chorin Chapin Afkimin as follows. What would it then be if I have an individual who the mitzvah Tashbisu doesn't speak to them? They're not subject, they're not obligated in the mitzvah Tashbisu. Would they be permitted to eat chometz in the afternoon according to Rabbi Shimon or not? So the Chorin, according to Tosfos, yeah, why not? There's nothing intrinsically wrong with eating chometz in the afternoon or Pesach. The issue is you're being mevatel to the mitzvah Tashbisu. But according to the Ramban, Tashbisu is not the end all. Tashbisu is the whole chacha. That from the fact that the Torah gives So it's understood that there's an independent issa called eating chametz in the afternoon. Once we've established that there is such an independent issa, that independent issa applies even to people who have no shaykhs to tashbisa. Tashbisa is not the engine driving the issa. Tashbisa was the proof that there's some kind of an other independent issa tucked in between the lines. So who is that individual who tashbisa doesn't speak to? Have anybody? Have any idea? Give me a person. Name me. It's half of humanity. Half of the Jewish people. Who does tashbisa possibly not speak to? I said possibly.
Women.
Now, this is a throwback to many, many months ago, where we pointed out that according to Rubens, the later Acharonim, women actually are obligated in the midst of tashbisa. Why is that? I'll give you half a dozen reasons why. Who remembers why? No, give me one or two reasons. Who remembers? It's his man, Grandma. Who remembers?
It's Rav Chavetz.
It's on the Chometz, it's not on the Gavra, right? Give me another one.
Menachas Chinuch.
Menachas Sheva Taaseh. Give me another one. Shagasari, remember, we derived Tashbis from Vayiros, or Sorg, some kind of, it's part of the Xavier Shabbos, or Sorg, Haman Aleph. So we had many, many Acharonim, each one with their own little nuance as to why women are Chayavas in Tashbis. But Acharik, close to call, it's not partial. It doesn't say it in the Gemara, it doesn't say in Rishon Befeirush. So it's very possible, I mean, it's unlikely, Rov Acharonim don't say this way, but one could make a case that women are Pturus in Tashbis. If that would be true, that would be a phenomenal chukula. What a gevaldik chiddush! That according to Tosfos, who says that the engine that's driving the issur of achilus chametz are basically afternoon is the mitzvah tashbisu. I say, so a woman doesn't have mitzvah tashbisu, so she's muteris to eat chametz. I should have told my wife that 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Shabbos morning, I made her get up at 6 a.m. I was going to eat your chametz. We're at 7 o'clock. We're dominating. We're eating. We're tumbling. We're running around, taking walks. All kind of crazy things. 9:30 a.m. The whole world turning upside down. Women could have slept late. They could have davened at the 10 o'clock shacharis. They could have eaten shalosh shabbos like a mensch, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the big rush? Because we don't pass like this. Come on, we pass. Of course, women are chayav in tashbis. Of course, women can't eat chametz in the afternoon or Pesach. According to the Rambam, it's a lab. So chay malchus for it. So we're not going to risk it for our wonderful Moshe Chayil to tell them they should rely on Rabbi Sablovsky Shtikl Torah and one day in Acharonim in this Tosfos B'das Rabbi Shimon, who we don't pass him like. So again, the women also had to get up early. So I don't feel bad for waking up the women early as well. So back to that story, Rabbi Sayyid. So we have here a Machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban as to what the engine that's driving the Yisra Achilles Chomet. They both agreed as a Deraisa, but Machdis and Machdis like. But what is the common denominator between the two? Besides the fact that they're pointing to Tashbisu, what is the common denominator as impacts in Rav Gidl? Neither Taisus nor the Ramban has a what to hang their hat on. Neither Taisus nor the Ramban has a source for Issa what?
I know.
There's no Issa. I know. The Ramban said, Befeirush. Ain't the Chodov Shaton Nashbos Mutav Yachila. Ban didn't say mutaban no, because it's mutaban no in the Torah. What does Taisa say? Taisa says hashbasa achil is nisha hashbasa, but mutla sikas tachas tafshiloi. In the Torah, you're allowed to use it for firewood. So according to Bein Lefi Taisa, Bein Lefi Ramban, there is an important difference between Rabbi Yehuda's take on chametz in the afternoon and Rabbi Shimon's take, not just in terms of degree of this, not just in terms of degree of ancient. Is it an essay or losa say? Not just in terms of how much you have to clap al chait for it on Erev Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur, but there's a nafkamina in terms of practically hana also mutar min haTorah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam, those who follow Rabbi Yehuda, so there's an isra chil deraisa, echad isra chil echad isra hana b'mashma. So there's an isra gomim min haTorah to be nenef from chometz in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So I understand that with the Rabbanon, they hiked it up a little bit. With the Rabbanon, they said that you got to get rid of your chametz already an hour earlier, and you can't be nana from an hour earlier. I understand that. They extended the din deraisa an hour earlier. So according to Rabbi Yehuda people, Rambam people, if you're Mekadesh Yenisha with chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she's Eina Mekadesh with deraisa. I don't need Nafkinu, I don't need Teiras, I don't need Rabbanans. Eina Mekadesh with deraisa. It's like Mekadesh Rabbos Mechola or the Kiriya Kerem. The only time I need Rabbi Gidl is to be mechadish even an hour before chatzos. But according to Taisa and the Ramban, even after chatzos, there's nothing really to speak of. There really is no iser hanah min haTorah. There's really nothing min haTorah. Rav Gittel's Tachana, true. I mean, he's true in the end because Afkina, because the Rabbanis, because Kuntz, and whatever the different cheshbonos that we made were. But in terms of on the level of the Araisa, she's Tacha Mekudeshes in the afternoon. Because there's no Isra no to speak. It's just, it's like Mechadashish with Chazir, of course she's Mekudeshes. So Taizan and the Rabbanah are not arguing Rav Gittel. They're not negating Rav Gittel. They're just saying that even in the afternoon, when there's no real deraita to speak of within the world of Rishon, do we have anybody, any Rishon under the sun, who's willing to go the extra mile, who's willing not only to take on the Balamor, who's willing to take on Taisus, willing to take on the Ramban, and to go up to bat and say that if you're Mekadosh Anisha with Chometz in the afternoon, even according to Rav Shimon's Ein Mekudesh is Mederaisa? Anyone willing to say that? Anyone willing to say that it's not? There's an Isra Hanoa Mideraisa in the afternoon. Which Rishon says that?
Iran
says the Chiddush Iran, and that Vav says it. What was the context of Chiddush Iran? Chiddush Iran is Gebaldike Mahalach. Comes Chiddush Iran and says that what's the mindset of a Jew on Erev Pesach vis a vis his Chometz? He was supposed to have done Tashbisu, and we know. What is Tashbisu based? What's the real mock of a Tashbisu? Who's the Ran really hold like back on Daf Aleph? Really like Rashi, probably. Fundamentally like Rashi, right? I mean, at least a good chunk of the Ran was going like Rashi. Rashi and the Rambam and the Tagamunculus and the Ran's throwing his hat into this ring as well are all of the opinion that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is fundamentally a declaration, not necessarily a verbal declaration, but a recognition of the fact that the chametz is dvar mitayim, is batal ke'afri di'ara. That's the essence of what teshbisu is. It's ke'afri di'ara. And it's that acceptance of the chametz being ke'afri di'ara that ultimately is what protects you from our Rav Imotzei, which is, of course, the source of b'deraisa b'tul b'yamasagi. That's what the words mean, b'deraisa b'tul b'yamasagi. Says the Ran, if you go ahead and you do something that indicates that you don't really believe it's Kiafa Diyar, something that this is an idea that we spoke about way, way back in Chodesh Elul, something that's Mevatel Yibitl, something that throws into question the authenticity of Yibitl, if you do something that indicates that the Chometz is not Kiafa Diyar, it's not in a Choshev, it's not in Believe or Love, you do something to indicate the opposite, that's always bittul. If it's always bittul, you know what you just did? You just unraveled Tashbisu. You just unraveled everything. You just destroyed everything. To undermine what the Torah said, supposed to be doing. He's supposed to be in the state of Tashbisu, which is a state of Tevatlun, and you did the exact opposite. What could possibly be done to undermine bittul? Give me some ideas. What could you possibly do to which would be a steer, would be a slap in the face to bittul? First thing is obvious, what?
Yeah.
Eat it would be a pretty bad contradiction to Bittul. What else? How do you have to eat it? What was the Lashon Rambam? What is Bittul Chometz? Chay should believe it ain't a klum. It's nothing. I don't want to eat it. What do I want to do with it? Feed it to my dogs.
Eat animals.
Feed my dogs. Use it as fuel. Sell it to a guy and make a few dollars off of it. Those are not actions that are in sync with the mindset of Enoch Klum, that is not Midrash with the Yamasagi. And therefore, the Ran suggests that anyone who's involved in any of those kinds of activities is in flagrant violation of Yisurim Gemurah Midaraisa. He's violating Yisurim Gemurah Midaraisa. What Yisurim Gemurah? Not Loyocho. Doesn't say Loyocho. We don't hold the Rabbi, it's Rabbi Shimon speaking. What are the Yisurim Gemurah Midaraisa? The no part of the nullification of Bittul. The anti-Bittul activities are Asur Midaraisa, because by doing anti-Bittul activities, you're undermining the entire parish of Tashbisu. So the answer to our question is Chometz Asur Be'achilim in Atur in the afternoon, according to Rishimen? Absolutely. Is Chometz Asur Hanoah in the afternoon, according to Rishimen? Absolutely. There is Surim Gemura Midaraisa. Absolutely. All derived from the sugi of Tashvisa. Now, this idea of the Chiddush Yaran clearly only fits in if you accept a certain mindset about what Tashvis, what Bittul is all about. If you think that Bittul in its heart and soul is a lashon of Hashpasad Balev, Choshev Libesh in a Klum, all that kind of stuff, that whole imagery of Bittul, so then there's room for the Chiddush Yaran's breakthrough. What if you take another approach? What if you take Tosfos's approach in Daka Davdal that Bittul is Hefker? Bittul is Chashev Mishpah, it's Binim Amenis. If I'm Mafker, I'm Mafker. It's Hefker, it's Hefker. I am eating it, I'm eating it, Dabashal Hefker. I am feeding it to my animals, I'm feeding it to my animals, Dabashal Hefker. It's not an undermining of the Hefker per se. According to Tosfos, Tashbisu means physical destruction. Tashbisu has nothing to do with the mindset. So it's not surprising why the Balei Tosfos couldn't have said what the Ran said. Even though the Balei Tosfos said the Ran and Tashbisu, Tosfos and the Ran are similar to each other. They're both invoking Tashbisu. Unlike the Ramban, who's using Tashbisu as just a proof that there's some other issue lurking in the background that we don't know about where the source is. Bein Levi Tosfos, Bein Levi Ran, Tashbisu is the engine that's driving it, but it's a legitimately different engine. The train's going in a different direction. According to Tosfos, it's destruction, shelo b'tar sechila. According to the Ran, because Rashi and the Ram and the Targum, it's a mindset. So at the end of the day, eating is going to undermine that mindset. Eating is going to be a violation of Tashbisu. Whether Hana is also a violation of Tashbisu will depend on how you formulate what the Isser is. If you formulate the Isser like Tosfos, so then achila is the antithesis of Hashbasa. Hana is not necessarily the antithesis. Whereas if you formulate it like the Ran, that the essence is the unraveling of the mindset of Bittul, even Hana will unravel that mindset as well on a level of Deraisa. So Achrei Kikvei Sakora by saying, how many different approaches do we have in Rishayim within the view of Rabbi Shimon? Again, this is all according to the Rambam didn't come to Shimon. According to the Rambam, I don't need any of this. It's Lochsoichal, Yechal, Echelet, Sachilach, Zanoah, Malkus, the words, also been a third night to discuss. Other Rishonim, the Raga, other Rishonim didn't pass like the Rambam. The Rishonim, we follow the Rabbi Shimon. We follow Rabbi Shimon by Chomash Ovapes, we follow him by Chomash Tepes, we follow Rabbi Shimon, finish Rabbi Shimon wins out the Sugis of Chomash. So within the view of Rabbi Shimon, we have the Balamor, we have the Ramban, we have the Taisis, we have the Ran, all within the view of Rabbi Shimon. So if I say, now let's go back to Rabbi Gidl, because that's really where we started, that's really our Sugi right now. So Rabbi Gidl had this great breakthrough. Rav Gidl said that chametz, even the shashishes, which according to nobody has been a Torah, is enim kodeshes. And again, either Rashi, Zafkinu, not Afkinu, Shadius, I'm sorry for everything we spoke about in Shirim Gaibai. But it's critical, shashishes is the name of the game, according to Rav Gidl. So there is a Rambam, I don't have the Mamram Kamish in front of me, but it's the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. So what number of Mamram is that?
Seven.
Let me say, because I have a Ram in front of me. So the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, everyone has it. So the Rambam is the following discussion. The Rambam is not really talking about Chometz right now. The Rambam is talking about the parasha of Zochei Mamre. So Zochei Mamre is an individual, as the Rambam himself said earlier on in these halachas, is someone who's a great Talmid Chacham. He's someone who's a royal lekach to be sitting on the Sanhedrin discussing things with the Sanhedrin. He's not just an Amoritz. The guy doesn't know how to learn. He's not a Zochei Mamre. He's an Amoritz. The Zochei Mamre is a real Talmid Chacham, real heavy duty Talmid Chacham. And he's entitled to be part of the discussion. But after the base of the Golo Paskins against him, then he's not supposed to be professing his views anymore. And if he goes ahead and rebels against the Psach of the base of the Golo, and starts paskin in shailas and paskin for himself or for others and being meyrila halacha. He's not saying a shiakloli. He's not a rashi, he's a rav. He's paskin in shaila against the psach of the beis nagolo. That's tantamount to chiyav misa. So the only thing is that not every case is subject to misa. Let's say, for example, the beis nagolo paskins that you don't have to repeat the mayrif if you missed yalav yavo. And he says, no, you got to repeat mayrif. So we're not going to kill a person for a yalav yavo shaila. There are halachas that govern what kind of shailas make you potentially become a zokin mamre. So the Gemara says, Masech Tadet, when it's out from Psukim, that it has to be a chorus to Kishayel. There has to be some shaykhas to this, a chorus. A very heavy duty kind of shaykhs. So the Rambam presents a breakdown of Aleph, the details of that aloha. Zeshe cholak abeiz din agodol, bedavish chayavin azden yikos shigos echatis. So first of all, it has to be an area of aloha that's a chi of chorus. If you do it b'meizid, you chayav chorus. If you do it b'shege, you chayav chatas, which is just about all the chi of chorus, minus a handful. Bein shahoyu hein oisrim hu matir, bein shahoyu hein matim hu oiser. Harizu chayav misa. It doesn't matter which direction the machlokes is going. One would have thought, what if the Beis HaGadol gives a kula? And he gives a chumash. He says, no, I'm more machmir. So one would have thought, I'm a machmir. Machmir tov lebracha. Let him be machmir. Why not? I understand that the Beis Din paskens also, and he paskens both, but that's bad, because then he's telling people to do things that are isuri karis. But if he's just telling people to be a little bit more machmir, what's the big deal? No. You're not allowed to do that. Beis HaChemisa. Beis HaGadol paskens that something is mutter. It's mutter, finished. You can't start telling people to be machmir. You know, we live in a world of, you know, machmir tov lebrachas, you know, that kind of lingo in poskim, because very often we don't have a clear cut achra on shailas. You know, we don't have a beis din agadol anymore, so we have a little bit of a different system. We follow rov and the chumras, but it's a sort of a shokol and some of it's hard to tell. And you know, like we have a lot of different klali hara that are almost like adapted, you know, for us in a world of a lot of a non beis din agadol. Even Bizban based on Gold, you had certain klali halacha. Sometimes you had it, not every shayla made it to the Supreme Court. Not every shayla made it to the Beis Din HaGadol. So sometimes you had shaylas that you had to resolve with the Beis Din and the other, but they didn't, so you followed Rove. Sometimes you couldn't make it to the Beis Din HaGadol. So there are other klali what you have to do in the absence of a Beis Din HaGadol. The only problem is that for the last 1700 years, we've been in the absence of Beis Din HaGadol. So even Bizban, but there was a Beis Din HaGadol, there were klali in halacha what to do when you haven't quite made it to the Beis Din HaGadol yet. Problem is that we live in a world where we haven't quite made it to the Beis Din HaGadol. We're still waiting for thousands of years to make it to the Beis Din HaGadol. But once you made it to the Beis Din HaGadol, the game's over. Then the Ram continues. Afilu hu haya omer mipi ha-kabbalah v'yomer kach kibalti mirabbi Yisai v'yomer kach nebi einenu shedin neisen. What if he says, I have a tradition, this is the din. I'm not staying in my own svar. I have a messiah for my rebbeim. And the Beis Din HaGadol says, we don't have such a messiah. So one would have thought maybe he wins. No. Hov v'nosvid osad aleim b'dover osad shor alas l'reiz echayiv. Then the Ram continues a little bit further on. Let's keep a line or so. V'chedim cholak aleim b'gezeirim in ha'gezeiris shegozru b'dover sheish v'shegozru chadis d'doni karis. Now the Rambam mamish says, azachir is such a chidish that the Rishonim would disagree with the Rambam. But in the world of the Rambam, Ram makes a mamash a leap of faith here. Ram says, what if the shayla that they're fighting about really tachlis, practically does not carry with the kares? You know why it doesn't carry with the kares? Because it's not even a what? Not even a deraisa. It's a derabonan diki shayla. The whole thing lock, stock, and barrel. There's only shayla to love a derabonan. Beis HaGadol thinks we should make that this gezeira, and the Zokamami says, or the following. The Zokamami says, we should make it, Beis HaGadol says, nisht. So, v'cheinim chok alem b'gzevin a gezeiris. She goes to b'dov sheish, but she goes to shechaz, she goes in chorus. As long as it's a chorus de kishayla. What does that mean? It's a chorus de kishayla. But there's no chorus for the Rabbanans. Hang in there. Can go, and the Ram gives an example. By golly, of all examples, the Rambam picks. Shehinter achometz biyom abasa benisa b'shashishes, but asem b'anua b'shachamishes, or is a chayev misa chen kokoyetzim. Says the Rambam, they're fighting it out about the shashishes on Erev Pesach. It's 20 minutes before chatzos, and a guy wants to know, Rabbi, is this chometz mutar b'anua asa b'anua? So quickly, let's run to the base of the goal. So the Beis HaGadol sits there and they take a vote. So the majority of the Beis HaGadol says, no, this chametz, we have to ask for this chametz. But there are, I mean, the Torah, it's not. It's not chatzos yet. So the Torah, there's no shayla. But never, what again do we have to ask this chametz with the Rabbanan, Gezeira, whatever the reason is. And the Beis HaGadol discusses it. And the Zochem Mamre says, no, I don't think so. And the Beis HaGadol says, well, let's talk it out. So So the Zachin gives you a whole reason why he thinks there's no need for this Gzeira Derbanan. And the Beis Din says, no, we hear all your arguments, we still think we're making the Gzeira. And they nim the Pogrom and they make the Gzeira. And the Zachin, 10 minutes later, says to the guy, listen, don't listen to the rabbis. They don't know what they're talking about. Listen to me. What does the Rambam say? It's a Chayim Misa. Chinko Kriyotzim. The guy's name is Chayim Misa. So the question is obvious. What do you mean Chayim Misa? For what? Why is this different than Yalav Yavo Shaila? The reason why the Zachin Mamri is not Chaimis for Yalav Yavo Shaila because there's no Kores. We're not minimizing the significance of Yalav Yavo in our lives. But it's not Kores. Not Chaylev, not Dam, not Pigol, not Nois, not Shabbos, not Avedizor, it's not Nisa Kores. So just as there's no Zachin Mamri for non-Nisa Kores because it's Yalav Yavo, why should there be a Zachin Mamri over here? Chometz Derabon is no Kores either. Peladik Rambam, very, very Peladik Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah, this Rambam says, you can only understand the Rambam in Halacha Aleph in light of the Rambam in Halacha Beis. If you read Halacha Beis, and it's a very, 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 one of the longest Rambams, I think, around. Almost 2 pages long, the Rambam in Halacha Beis. If you really understand the Rambam in Halacha Beis, then you'll understand the Rambam Nochav. What if we stay in Halacha Beis? So the Rambam is another Chiddush. Rambam says, Echad shenechlegu b'dava shechayavin al zdein yikores, v'shigo sechatas, o shenechlegu b'dava hameivil idei dava shechayavin al zdein yikores, v'shigo sechatas. Rambam says, ah Chiddush, ah Chiddush gom. Rambam says that within this Halacha, that in order to be a Zachar Mamre, it's got to be in a Sikoris. Well, it's from Sukkim Dover. Dover is a Rishafat. It's got to be in a Sikoris. Okay. Says the Rambam, how do you define Issacharis? What do you mean, how do you define Issacharis? If I do this, Aveir, I'm Chayav Karav, so I don't do it, I'm not Chayav, what do you mean, how do you define it? Chelev is an Issacharis, eating Yom Kippur is an Issacharis, Chel Shabbos, Eshazish, neither, there's all these Issacharis. What's there to discuss? What's there to elaborate upon? Says the Rambam, no, there's more to elaborate upon. What else? Says the Rambam, what if I have an area of Halacha that per se is not a Chayav Karav? This particular shaila will not bring about karis. However, in theory, if you connect the dots 100 times over, you could potentially end up impacting on an issa karis. What does that mean? So Rambam gives you wild, 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 wild examples of this. Rambam says that, what do you have? You have a machloikes. Dini Momenus. A wild case. Nechlo b'din Momenus. Anyone learned Brava Kama? We learned Brava Kama not that long ago. When did we learn Brava Kama? 2 years ago, right? Who was with us? Who was back in Brava Kama days? So in Brava Kama days, we had a Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? Reuben broke a window. Oh, we don't know. Did he break the window? Did he not break the window? Was it on his gum or was it not on his gum? Taiser, Chaya Potter, a Baba Kama Shaila. We have machloikis about Tzroros. I don't know, an animal damaged something to Tzroros, a Simchus Nirabona. We had a machloikis about Bor, Bishus Rabba. I give you a million Shaila Baba Kama Shailas. Everybody said, we lived Baba Kama an entire year. Was there any issue in all of Baba Kama that came up relevant to Kuris? Except for Shil Yoshiach, we tossed it off your mouth. Was there any Sugi in Baba Kama that touched on Kuris? But it was like Kores. Last year we learned Chulin. That was a Kores year. We spoke about Chelev a little bit, you know. That could be a Kores. That's Levi that's Kores. This year is Psochem, Kore, Chomet. These are Kores years. Kama is not a Kores year. Next year is Baba Basra. There's no, in this case, Shechenim, there's no Shaz of Kores. Even if you open up your windows to the other guy's backyard, you're not going to have Kores for that. The Rambam says, no, all the Momenus are Sirei Kores. You know why? For the following. That's if Beis Din Agadol Paskins in a certain manner, Beis Din Paskins Chayev, and the other guy Paskins Potter, or vice versa. So if a Beis Din will follow the rules of the Beis Din Agadol, they're going to either take away money from somebody, or they're going to give somebody money to hold on to that doesn't really belong to them. So according to the worldview of the Beis Din HaGadol, Reuven is the owner of a certain amount of money. According to the worldview of the Zohar Mamre, Shimon is the rightful owner of that money. Anyone see enough Gemina?
It's in the money that would be Mekadesh and Isha.
There you go. As they always say, what's the Nafkamina? Some guy says, Oshtu Gutar, there's my Nafkamina. Nafkamina is Kedusha Isha. What's the Nafkamina? But Mekadesh and Isha, I'm going to ask that my Pshat is wrong. Is the woman Kudesh is enough? Okay, but that's a joke. But the Rambam is real. The Rambam says all of Didi Bominus can somehow, somewhere impact on Issa Beheter. Down the line, it could be 100 times down the line. It could be it'll never happen in a million years, but it could. That's the Rambam's Chiddush and Halacha base. That's chometz, that's chaylev, that's dam, that's yom kippur. Oh, you should not look at davar mainly day davar shechayev day koros. Davar mainly day koros. All of the mamre says davar mainly day koros. Comes the Rambam and says, "You want to know why if this is machlokes of the mamre and the rest of the rabbanim, the rest of the beis and agadol?" About chometz b'shashishis. You want to know why he's chayav misal zochin mamri? Where's the kares? What's the answer? There is no kares. It's a davra meilin day kares. Because of who? Who's the one who taught us that this is also called a davra meilin day kares? Everybody say, why are we discussing this Rambam now? Who's the one? Who can we pin the blame on this one? Who? Who said, why is it critical to know whether chometz is also ben avut ben on the shashishis? It's a davar meilu de kares. What's the kares? If you do what?
Kadesh nisha.
If you kadesh nisha with this chometz. Rav Gidol Marav. Sochem Dabov. Dav Zayin Marav. So says the Rambam, because Rav Gidol Marav taught us that Mekadesh Bisra and Adir Abon is Eim Kudeshes. Therefore, it's critical for us to know where the chometz is from. Isra and Adir Abon and Anav. So Beis HaGadol Zok Tazoi and the Zok Mamre Zok Fakeret, they're fighting it out about a Dover, not a Dover She'isur occurs. They're fighting about a Dover Amedu Deis occurs. And that's the reason why you become a Zok Mamre in Perek Dal Hocha Aleph. So because the Mishnah says that the only way to understand the Rambam in Hocha Aleph is to read the Rambam in Hocha Beis. Did I put the Kes Mishnah in Mamre Kermis? I don't remember.
Lechem Mishnah.
Okay, that's a different point. So those who have a Rambam, so the Kesef Mishnah writes, the Kesef Mishnah writes in Halacha Aleph, V'cheinim cholak alem gzeirim and gzeiris, the Kesef Mishnah writes, Dov ezeh poshut b'yatzmoy! She came and she have a kaddish b'chomis b'shei shos l'mal e'chosh k'dusha k'disa p'kam d'psachim, thank you, Rav Gidl. That's it. Get it? You hit the jackpot. It's a davar meivad deisakor. Anyone have any problems with the Kesef Mishnah's beam in the Rambam? Any stylistic, any literary concerns with the Kesef Mishnah's pshat? Is this a strange way of writing? What's bothering me about this pshat in the Rambam? When the Rambam wrote Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam introduced the basic din that everyone, I mean, at least we paskin like that day, it's Bachleks and the Gemara, that day in Sanhedrin, that you need a Dovashe Issacharis. So the Rambam introduced that in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph. The Rambam prefaces by saying it has to be a Dovashe Chiyavaros Denekosh Yigos Chatos. What do you think that means? If you didn't have Halacha Beis, you never made it to Halacha Beis, you stopped at Halacha Aleph, what would you think that means? Would you think about like it's about breaking windows? It's called Dov Sheish Bakaris? Would you have said that Me'atzbacha? In a million years, I wouldn't have said such a thing. That's why I need a Rambam. This is the longest one. Perek Dal Halacha Beis. Anyone saw this whole Rambam? Anyone saw the size of this Rambam? This Rambam is about six times the size of a regular Rambam. The Rambam had to spill ink, spend an entire inkwell on writing a Halacha Beis to get across this point that to be called an Issa Kares, it's not enough. It's not only in the case of when it's Kares Mamish, even if it's a Navy. In a billion years, I wouldn't have known that in Halacha Aleph. I need a Halacha Beis for that. So if the Rambam has not yet told me this newfangled kind of Issa Kares called Dabra Mevi the Issa Kares, how could the Rambam stick in the example of chometz in Halacha Aleph? I don't even know that category that chametz is falling into yet. What the Rambam should have done is, he should have introduced bread based, bread da halacha aleph. Basically, there's a din of disaccords. And halacha beis, the Rambam should have said, now there's a chiddush, that's even a davar mevel disaccords. And then halacha gimel, he should have done it. By the way, chametz is also included. Chametz shashishis is also sneaks in at mizachin mamre, because this is also a davar mevel disaccords. How could the Rambam, from a literary stylistic point of view, talk about the details of something that he hasn't even introduced to you yet? No, everyone realize that? The problem is to organize a par excellence. You would get, if you handed this in to a ninth grade essay, you would get a red mark on it saying, you know, incoherent, you know, lack of proper sequence. Everyone understand what chap? The Rambam's talking about the detail. If we should talk about the cloth, we talk about the prat. So the chayre, we have to look for another pshat in the Rambam. I mean, the Kesem Mishnah, who argued the Shulchan Aruch, but you know, Emes, what are you going to do? Tari Lam Neritzarich. So there has to be another reading of the Rambam. No, we must say, what's the other reading of the Rambam? What's the other way of reading the Rambam? What is Rambam telling you in Perek Daf Lamed Aleph? Something unbelievable. I don't even need halacha beis yet.
What
I have is halacha aleph, a davar sheyesh bo karis. What's the Rambam saying? Davar sheyesh bo karis doesn't mean that this particular shaila will bring about karis. That's not what a davar shechiyam of karis means. You know what davar shechiyam of karis means? It has to be an area of halacha that carries with it chorus. Whether this particular shayla is chorus, that's not relevant to me. That doesn't interest me. It has to be a dover shechayon of chorus. Chometz is a dover shechayon of chorus. Is it chayvel of chorus right now at 11 o'clock in the morning? No. You know why it's not chayv chorus now? Because it's only derabbanan. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't detract. It doesn't mean anything. It's a dover shechen of course. I'll give you a marshal. What if, according to the Rambam, is a pasuk from you, if you eat chametz 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, you chayev what? What do you chayev if you eat chametz 3 o'clock in the afternoon? According to the Rambam.
Makos Magos.
No. According to the Rambam, you violated the seichel of chametz. You chayev what? Makos D'Oraisa. The Rambam says, "Ruchus chametz matzi yaloike yichayv matzus deraisa for eating chametz in the afternoon." Tosus, the Ramban, the Ran would say it's in his arrest, whatever it's called. There's no malchus. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda people, the chiyav malchus. No kares. Everyone agrees. Kares is only reserved for Shabbos Yom. That's not a shal. According to the Rambam, the one case the Rambam doesn't even depict, what would the din be? The Beis Din Gadol paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and the Zochem Mamre paskins like Rabbi Shimon. So the Beis Din Gadol says you're not allowed to eat chametz in the afternoon, and the Zochem Mamre says, oh, it's okay, you're allowed. Fine. You think that's Zochem Mamre? Absolutely Zochem Mamre. Why? Because they're arguing about an Issuah, say the words. An Issuah? The next word.
Karis.
An Issuah Karis. But you're not Chayiv Karis? That's not, that doesn't matter. That doesn't detract from being an Issuah Karis. They're arguing about a dover shechiyam of koris. Chometz is the dover shechiyam of koris. Whether the particular nuances of this shaila koris or not, we'll people that we'll get to it. But chometz is the dover shechiyam of koris. And therefore, that's also zochin mamre. So that's what the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam told you even more mechudish. The Rambam says that dover shechiyam maybe they koris. The broken windows, maybe they koris. That I need Halacha Beis. That I can never figure out Halacha. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam would just simply introduce by saying Davish Erlam Karis. But the Rambam was Mechadish, an unbelievable thing. Not only was the Rambam Mechadish, that the Isser has to be a Davish Erlam Karis, it's not necessary for it to be Mamish Pshutuk HaMashmo, this application. The Rambam was Mechadish, something unbelievable. What did the Rambam add on, Rabbi say? Lo Yuin Ki Super, what did the Rambam add on? The Rambam gave us an example. Cholap gzeirim and gzeira. She goes with a davar sheyesh b'chadish. She goes dani koris. The Rambam said that Chazal were gazed. This is not even a deraisa. It's not even an Issa D'araisa we're talking about. We're giving a Misa for an Issa, for Acharei Kechleis HaKol, the Zochid Mamre advocated violating an Issa D'Rabbanan. It doesn't matter. An Issa D'Rabbanan B'dova Sheyesh Bekores. Because it's a Chometz D'Kashayla. Rabbi said, it's a Chometz Shayla. A Chometz Shayla, even though there's no Kores, forget about there's no Kores, there's no Malkus, forget about no Malkus, there's no D'Araisa. But it's a chometz shaila. That's all that matters. Even if it's a chometz derabban, it's called a chometz shaila, and that's enough on the love of the arayis. That's even chayv misas based and not zokim mamre. That's lo yuman. So state in Rambam based on Bagdal Chalif. So according to the Rambam, Bagdal Chalif has nothing to do with Rav Gidol. Zero zip not Rav Gidol. Guess what Rav Gidol? The Rambam is not talking about halacha beis and davar hamei v'dekoros. Rambam is talking about the real makoy. It's a real, real live koros issue. But the Rambam's definition of a koros issue need not be a flagrant violation by shel sham of koros. It has to be a category of halacha shadav shachero of koros. And then the Rambam extends that to mean, and even though the particulars of the case are derabbanan, that's okay. Particulars of the case of being a derabbanan are no different than particulars being a lav and malchus. That it doesn't matter. It doesn't interest what the particulars are. What matters is this a category of Allah called Dovah Shechel Odes Kares? Yeah, Mr. Olfia. Yeah.
Rambam is talking about Zaken Mamre. Who says that carries over to the case of Omar Gidl and Marav, who's talking about, you know, normal B'nai Adam?
No, don't do Rav Gidl. The Rambam picked out Rav Gidl. Don't do Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl is completely irrelevant to Allah Aleph. It was the case of Mishnah who made Rav Gidl relevant to Allah Aleph. Because the case of Mishnah was searching for Dovah, maybe they is a Kares. So the Kesef Mishnah checked all of Shas and realized the only way that Chometz Shashishas will ever in a billion years lead to Kares is because the Meshuggah is Mekadosh Anisha with the pizza 10 minutes before Chatzos. But we, who are suggesting an alternate reading of the Rambam, that the Rambam and Halacha Aleph had nothing to do with Halacha Beis. The Rambam is talking about Kares Mamish, but Kares Mamish doesn't mean Kares Mamish. Kares Mamish means a category which in theory has Kares to it. So this second reading of the Rambam is Rabbi Chanan Rashi. Rabbi Chanan in Kutras Divrei Sofrim suggests this alternate reading of the Rambam. He thinks that this is the more in sync with the Lashon, with the flow, the Mashmos of the Lashon of the Rambam, where the Rambam doesn't get the Davar Mevi to Lacha Beis. So Lacha Aleph is not Davar Mevi. Lacha Aleph is Pshuta Kimushma. Shabbat Yisai, we'll say with trepidation, who's right? Kesef Mishnah or Rabbi Chanan? I already shared with you before why I thought stylistically Rabbi Chanan's Pshat seems to be a little bit easier. But could we be dying something in the Rambam, one way or the other? The Rambam is trying to highlight this in the Rambam. The Rambam could have picked a million other gzeiros, but he picked Baruch Hashem for learning Pesachim, so he did us a favor. He picked chametz. When does chametz become asar? I didn't say b'hanah. When does chametz become asar? When does chametz become asar b'achila? Not the beginning of the shoshishas, but when?
Shochamishas.
Beginning of shochamishas. Remember that discrepancy. If it says last time to eat chametz such and such, last time to burn chametz an hour later. So there's a split between the two. That's a sugi in the end of the first parak. Like that, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like that Tana, that ochlin kol dalid, tolin kol chamish, v'sarfim tolin sheish. So there's an hour in there that chametz is good to know. Where usually this year our Pesach was a little bit different, but in a regular Pesach, it's usually within that hour that we do the mechimis chametz. Because you're allowed to sell it. Kol zman tanos b'hanot. You have to go. It's yours. I can feed it to my dogs. I can sell it to a guy. Why not? So if I was writing the Rambam and I was trying to really catch your attention and trying to show you the best, you know, the biggest chiddush of Zochei Mamre. So the Rambam doesn't discuss chametz on Pesach itself. The Rambam wants to up the ante a little bit. So he says, oh, we're talking about chametz erev Pesach. Oh, he doesn't even say that. He says chametz in a derabbanan time. Why does the Rambam talk about the Isra and Noan Shashishas? Why doesn't the Rambam talk about the Isra Chila B'Shach Hamishas? Why doesn't the Rambam say that Zochei Mamre hot gezocht, you're allowed to eat chametz at 10:45 and the Beit Zagona says you're not allowed to? Boom, take him out to Mises Basin right away. He's Nechlok and Gezerim and Akizeris. What do you think?
The Brisker Rav.
According to before the Brisker Rav, who would have an easy time with this? Who would have no hesitation to explain whether Rambam deliberately left out Shal Chamishas? Who?
Mishnah.
According to the case of Mishnah, the only way that these Dirabonans qualify as Zaken Mamre is because they lead the decorous of Kedushin. If you're Mekadosh Anisha in the Shal Chamishas, whether you hold it to Mutra Rosso to eat it, she's still Mekudeshes. So there's zero Zippo Nafkamina in terms of Kedushin in the Shal Chamishas. But according to Rabbi Yochanan saying that the Shal Chamishas is also Chal Chometz, what's the difference? It's a nafkamina, one's in Srachil, one's in Srana. Yeah, a cute couple of details. Well, Acharik Lazako, it says on the shul bulletin, Chometz may not be in after 10:29, so it's called Chometz, Nisa Chometz, right? Isn't it Srachil's Chometz? So why should that also qualify as Echan Minachalak Exam and Exeris, the Dom Sheshberg Kharis? If I couldn't care less about actual Kharis, Haraya Shashish is no actual Kharis. So what's the chiluk between the Isser Durabonim Bishashishis and the Isser Durabonim Shachamishis? Dos is a chomet sticky. So as we said correctly, was the Brisker Rav is going to be the key to this seeming discrepancy in the Rambam. What is the difference between fifth hour and sixth hour? So if we mention tomorrow, we'll have to pick up on the very famous voice from the Brisker Rav. We'll try to put the pieces together. Okay. All right. So be in touch. I'm not sure yet which.